Back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined today by Manhattan Ogden USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Jardine Coleman here as they preview tonight's meeting here at 6:30. There's also a work session with the legislative education issues. We'll have area lawmakers there at 5 o'clock, and that's at the Robinson Education Center, 2031 Points Avenue here tonight. So looking forward to that. That's always a good time to whenever you can bring lawmakers in here and have those conversations here, because a lot of the things that they're doing, you guys are hoping to maybe be the beneficiaries of here. So
yeah, and if you can't make it in person, please tune in on Facebook Live.
Okay, perfect. And moving on here on the meeting portion of your meeting tonight, the new business aspect, I guess, we have one other item here, library casework here. And I'm not sure exactly what the conversation will entail here.
Well, it's about library shelves and okay. Books, and we got to have places for the books, and periodically we got to replace those. So tonight we've got on tap our Director of Maintenance, Matt Davis, and Director of Library Services, Lucas Lockmiller, bringing to the board some replacements of some shelving at Ogden Elementary, Woodrow Wilson, Amanda Arnold, and Bluemont. They do this periodically, so we're not doing everything all at one time across the district. So they're kind of plan out. They budget this way, so they plan for that this year. So excited to do that in those libraries.
I think since my time on the board, we've approved the same thing in another set of buildings somewhere else. So it happens throughout the year, and I appreciate that we spread it out so it's not one big chunk.
Yeah, that's definitely beneficial here. Looks like we have a caller here on the line. Go ahead. You're on In Focus. Good morning.
Well, I understand it's a balancing act of that $143 million for the school construction improvement. We've gone from tornado shelters to windproof rooms. Whether we would go to bulletproof walls or I don't know how you get 30 people in a bulletproof closet, but it's something we need to think about when you're improving or constructing the classrooms, of making a balancing act on the safety and things like that in the classrooms. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you.
Yes, and it would definitely be a balancing act between those things. But unfortunately, that's a consideration we're going to need to talk about, and it'll be an important part of our conversations.
Yeah, and you know, if it doesn't look like bulletproof walls or doors, as you mentioned, we will definitely do our due diligence in research and then providing the public with rationale as to what we choose to implement in regards to school safety and why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously it's a big topic here. And you guys, you'll have some design meetings coming up here in the new year?
Yeah, we have some design meetings coming up after the new year. We'll be interviewing our design service team, which is our architects for the different programs, as well as construction management at risk teams. That basically puts our fundamental teams on the ground to be able to come up with a better schedule than what Eric and Luke can come up with on their own. Have people that actually know how to design and build the building tell me how long it's going to take instead of me guessing about how long it's going to take. So we're excited to do that, and definitely have some very good proposals and great companies to work with on that.
All right. Now, before you can get to that, I know you got some old business here to take care of tonight, and that's investment of bond sale proceeds. How does that work?
Yeah, well, that's it's an interesting process, because we did sell all our bonds at one time, and we should take possession of that relatively soon. But you know, when you have $129.5 million that you have access to, and you're not spending it all right away, we have an opportunity to invest those funds. We want to do those in ways that give us the most benefit. That we can put back into our projects and back into our buildings, and also into the mill levy to be able to make sure we control that properly. So we want a good return on that for the district. We want to schedule that out, needing some money this year, needing some money next year, needing some money years after that. So we want to be flexible on when we can pull it out. And some of the proposals we got weren't very flexible. They offered a higher return, but they weren't quite as flexible as we needed to be able to pull. So we're excited to do that, and it'll bring some revenue back into those projects.
I'm so glad you explained that on the air, because I'll be super honest, when I look at the financials, sometimes my mind's blown. And so it's helpful to yeah. talk those things out with people who know and understand. And I know that you and Lou would have done that tonight, but that's helpful for our listeners to understand in layman's terms what we're doing with that amount of money.
Yeah. Well, basically, we're coming into a large amount of money that we don't need immediately right now. So we have an opportunity to invest that and bring that interest back into our district. So we're happy about that.
Yeah.
It's so different than when you just go to your bank and withdraw money. Here you can't just, you know, it's a whole different process.
A little bit different. Yeah. And there's rules we have to follow as a public entity. You know, it has to be so secure. We can't put it in lottery tickets or, you know, just a regular bank account. You're well over the FDIC amount. So there are definitely some rules we have to follow as far as making sure that those funds are protected. So it doesn't have an opportunity to drop below the amount that we have. So it's not stocks. It's not, you know, let's put it in Google or Facebook. That's probably not a good idea not a legal idea.
Yeah, so it might be a good idea, but not legal.
Maybe. You never know what the market's going to do. So that's not what we do.
Some other old business here tonight will involve strategic planning. Can you guys talk to that a little bit?
Yeah. So we earlier this year, we started the strategic planning process with Aspen Business Group as our consulting firm. And they facilitated a lot of meetings with staff, with the board itself. We also invested in polling the community by phone, by email surveys, to get feedback on what does our community want for our school district? What does Manhattan Ogden want this to look like in the future, 20, 30 years from now? And so we combined all of those answers, and we poured through very thick binders full of all the survey responses and all the board responses. And we sat down with Aspen Business Group and made a plan for what the district looks like. And so Dr. Wade is going to talk about where we are right now. And we've finished that first stage of sort of information gathering and compiling and consolidating all of those responses. And now we're moving to the phase of how do we implement that change? What do we do differently to make those goals reachable?
Yeah, you know, the whole shape of education is changing. I know there's the whole social-emotional aspect here of taking care of students. And I've got to say, teachers here in Manhattan are doing a really good job of that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I think they do the very best they can. We've had a lot of kind and compassionate people that truly care about the whole person.
We'll see. Not a whole lot else on the agenda here tonight. I guess we could take a look ahead at what else you guys will be looking forward to in the new year.
Oh, there's so much. You know, it's going to be a lot of meetings. Those architecture services and the contract or construction management interviews are going to take a lot of time. So it's going to be a lot of conversations, but we always got to remember that's not all we do. And I know the board has been very good about, even throughout running a bond issue, it was a dominant part of our conversation, but it was never the only piece of our conversation, which is one thing I really appreciate about our board, that they keep first things first, and they want to keep kids, they want to keep pushing social, emotional, they want to keep making sure our students have the supports they need, our staff has the supports they need to continue to move forward. So I know construction and building process can take a lot of time, they can take a lot of energy, but I think the team we've had has really pulled and stepped up and made that possible. So I appreciate them so much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else you guys have here before we let you go?
You have some announcements from Michelle, right?
I do. Yeah. If anyone didn't know, today is the final day of classes for USD 383, so there'll be regular dismissal time. I believe the high school is finishing up finals, as well as some of the middle schools. Elementary, there's a lot of pajama sing-alongs is what I hear. You said your students' school is doing that, so is mine. So I think those are taking place all across the district, and put the kids out to break with a good frame of mind. And school will resume on Thursday, January 3rd, 2019. It's very difficult to say 2019. That's always been a date on my spreadsheets in the future tabs, and pretty soon it's going to be the today tab. And then we wish our USD 383 families a happy, relaxing, restful holiday break. And get rested up and get ready, because I think the second semester, I'm sure they tend to go even quicker than the first semester. So we're very excited for what's going on at 383.
Well, I have to give a shout out. My daughter, she's looking forward to Christmas break. But she also is looking forward to going back to school January 3rd because that's her birthday.
And oh, wow. Nice.
Never gotten to celebrate her birthday at school in the classroom. So she's really, really looking forward to that. She's in second grade.
Well,
so.
She can thank me because I did the calendar. Everybody else can curse me or whatever they want for starting everybody back on January 3rd.
Well, you made one person happy.
I made one person happy.
That's all you
know.
You
know what? Some days that's all I get. Some days that's all I need. So.
Pat yourself on the back for that one. That's a good one. All right. Well, thank you guys for being here. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right. We'll continue on here with Manhattan Area Technical College when we return on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S.